Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taj, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
I really had to hear somebody tell me how good I look.
or, you know what I'm saying, how cute I was. I really had to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just really had to hear it. I mean, I don't know. I guess you could say I lost my sense of security about myself. You know what I'm saying? So I really had to hear it, dog. I mean, every time I went out, I had to hear it. I had to hear that I was cute. I had to hear that this, that, and the other. I mean, and it got to the point where, yeah, I mean, it probably did get kind of addictive about it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me be the first one to tell you. When they told you that shit, you believed it like a motherfucker.
I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm telling you, it was because, I mean, I was going through trials and tribulations. I was fucked up in the head, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I was going through a thing. I was fucked up in the head. I just had to hear it, dog. I had to hear it. I had to hear that, you know what I'm saying? When I went to a club, I had to hear somebody tell me that I was cute. Or, you know what I'm saying, they like the way I look or something like that. I had to hear it, dog. It just really got to the point where I had to hear it. I mean, it wasn't until, you know what I'm saying, later on down the life when I had to just, like, break myself out of it and just be like, you know what, all this shit is superficial. None of this shit, I mean, just because you tell me I'm cute, I mean, you know what I'm saying, you just saying that because you don't even know the inner me. You don't know the inner me. You don't know how I work. You probably get to know me and be like, I'm the worst son of a bitch that ever lived. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it gets to that point, man. I mean, I think we all, at some point in time, lose our sense of security, man. It just takes, I mean, not finding it, that's just a whole nother thing. Brother, what's up?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Not much. Just sitting here networking and politicking like we always do. What's good?
Oh, Just, you know, caught my breath, you know. Been a busy day.
Well, okay. I mean, we started out, we talking about the insecurities that one have within themselves.
If somebody say they insecure about anything, I think they lie.
I mean, I agree. I mean, we off air, we both agreed to that everybody has some type of insecurity. Now, my thing is, do you let it eat you up inside? I mean, do you let it consume you? I mean, you know, some people, it consumes them. It gets them to the point where it's like, oh, my God, they don't think about nothing but that insecurity. And, I mean, you lose focus on, I think you lose focus on reality when you do that. Because, I mean, it's like you constantly got to hear, I look good, or this, that, or the other. I mean, you constantly got to hear it, and it gets to the point where it gets crazy. I mean, like I said, I'll be the first to admit, I even went through it. I went through it. It was at a trying time in my life. I was like, you know, I was down and out. I was depressed, and I just felt like every day I had to hear it. I had to hear it from somebody. So I would put myself in positions so that I can hear it. And in all honesty, some of those positions I put myself in was totally fucked up looking back at it.
Yeah, you sound alike. I mean, I put myself in situations that I didn't need to be put in just because I needed to gratify my own self, you know.
Man, and I mean, it's crazy when you get to that point because you be sitting there, you like, well, damn. I mean,
Did I have to go through all of this just to feel like this?
Right. And, I mean, you sitting there like, wow, I mean, how the fuck did I get to this point?
Right.
How did I get to this point where I'm sitting here like, I'm straight just sitting here tripping like, you know, I mean, but let me ask you, because you said, now I don't know how you felt, but for me, at the end of the day, it still didn't give me no gratification. I mean, it gave me...
I hated the person more afterwards.
Yeah, it was that momentary pleasure. Like, I felt good for the moment, but at the end of the day, it's like I still didn't feel like...
That,
me,
I felt
you know
like...
what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, I mean, it's really? Like until you get that to that point where... You at in peace with yourself, Everybody has that.
What's good, man?
What's up, Wick?
What's going on? I caught the end of the subject, man. What's going on?
Insecurities within oneself.
Oh, yeah, I've been there, done that, man. Been there, done that.
Okay, so, I mean, how did you get over it?
It took me to start believing in myself again. Nobody else could tell me nothing. That's what I wanted, but it just felt like all lies. You know what I'm saying? It took me to dig deep. It wasn't easy either. I had to dig deep, because once you fall in that insecurity state, man, that's messed up. Because you don't believe in yourself no more. Make you feel like less than a man. Not a good place.
I definitely agree with you, brother. I definitely agree with you. I mean, okay, well, now let me ask from a female's point of view. I'm going to ask, who I got here? Candy, what's up, baby?
What's good?
All right, check this out. We're talking about insecurities within oneself.
Okay.
Have you ever felt that?
Insecurity for myself?
Yeah, within yourself.
No, I ain't never been insecure.
So in other words, you had no insecurities about yourself at all?
No.
Really?
Because my motto is this. On anything, I could give a fuck less about what people think, about what people do.
Now, hold on. I didn't say about what people thought about you. I said within yourself.
Have you ever?
It's different.
In other words, have you ever doubted yourself before?
I mean, I'm not saying what anybody thinks about you. I'm saying insecurities that you have within yourself.
Yeah. You know, have you ever doubted yourself?
No.
Never?
Okay.
I need your secret, because I went through that before.
Hold on, Rick. Sweetness, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm chilling, baby. You know, we're talking about insecurities within oneself. Mm. I mean, have you ever had that?
I think at one point in time, I did. But
okay.
I'm content with myself now.
Right, and that's how you should be. But I mean, like I said, I had an insecurity about myself. I went through an ordeal, and I had an insecurity about myself where I felt like I had to be told that I was cute. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Ain't got to tell you now, huh? Big old head.
Hell,
no, I'm just playing.
No,
I wanted to mess with
you
today.
Tell
that's
me
all.
That. Hell no. No, it's just saying. I'm saying because what I had to do, man, is I really had to look at myself and just like, okay, this is just me. This is me. I'm okay. I'm okay with just being me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now, Sweetness, what was your thing?
It's really hard. I think it all depended, like for me, myself, and I, it really depended on the mood I was in. I mean, I don't know if that makes sense to a lot of people, but it depended on what mood I was in. You know what I'm saying? For, to be insecure and stuff like that.
Right,
but, I
right.
mean, now I'm a lot, I'm a lot different now. So I'm content with myself.
Okay, and that's what's up. That's where you should be. But now let me ask you, have it ever been a time where, I mean, you and your guy might have been together, and you might not felt secure about something about you. I mean, whether it's your weight, your height, your shoe size, whatever it was, you just didn't feel secure about it. And now he probably told you it was fine. It was fine. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, but did you ever have to feel like, okay, I needed somebody else to validate that?
Well, it was, though. You know what I'm saying? It was. Because what my concern was wasn't his concern. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what made me feel better and overcome, you know, what my issue was or my insecurity about whatever was.
What are you talking about? Hey, homie, what's up, dog? What you got? I mean, what's up with you? How you feeling right about now? I mean, because, like I said, off air, we had a conversation. You was like, nah, I ain't never felt that way.
Well, I mean, I think everybody on the planet has an insecurity, some way or another. You know what I'm saying? Mine is, my insecurity always been a weight. Always. You know what I'm saying? When y'all used to, like when we was growing up, y'all motherfuckers be teasing me. Yeah, fat motherfucker.
Yeah, you
that shit used to hurt like a motherfucker, boy.
Damn, you
I know
that,
man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we apologize, man. We don't want you going out killing nobody, man. We sorry.
No, listen to what I'm saying, man. I accept that, man. You know what I'm saying? I was a big ass dude. I was 300 pounds in high school. I have no problem with that. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I went through the same shit. I ain't moved up to sixth grade.
Can I finish, please? Can I finish, sir? Thank you. So I'm insecure about my weight. You know what I'm saying? I got a little gut. I look at it every day. You know what I mean? Sometimes I suck it in to make myself feel good.
Shit, I think that sucks as hell on a man.
Yeah, it does.
Say what?
I said that sucks as hell on a man.
I don't know. I got like a 40-ounce over here.
Most women like a man with a belly. Most women
as
like
a man
with a
rug. As long as it ain't flabby and all over, you know, when you walk it. Just
right, as long
goes,
as it
looks like
it
a
ain't moving more than you do. As long as it ain't moving more than you do.
Right. Right.
But you know what? See, that's the kind of shit that I need to hear sometimes just to validate myself. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because if you got insecurities, you just need somebody to validate them for you, to make you feel good about yourself. You know what
I
mean? Yeah. Everybody needs to be validated every once in a while. Everybody does. If you don't, then I don't know how you survive. Because you got to be validated. Somebody got to tell you something that's going to make you feel good.
Right, but
you know,
like what about my fault, I ain't gonna cut you off. But what about the ones that like we were saying earlier? I mean, I'm sitting here, or better yet, you sitting here telling me how cute I am. You know what I'm saying? You know, okay, brother, this is you for an example. And you together, you constantly telling me, you know, cause you a handsome man, you this, you that. But I mean, I don't feel vindicated because you saying that I got to go out and I got to go to the club and I got to hear Candy tell me that I look good, or I got to hear Sweetness at the club tell me I look good. I mean, how do we overcome situations like that?
Well, I've learned in my situations of life that most men feel more validated, and most women feel more validated when another person tells them how good they look, you know. And you
other
know,
than your man or woman, but
yeah, especially with women, because you'll tell your woman, you know, you with this woman, okay, you with her, you having sex with her every night, but she feeling like extra bloated this month, or she got more acne because she's stressed out this month. Okay, you gotta tell her she looking good. You gotta tell her she looking. Her hair might not have had no money to get her hair done this week, so she doing homemade hairstyles and she feeling bad about it. You gotta boost her ego, right?
Butter, I don't want to cut you off, but if I'm telling you that, and you still choose to go out and have another man tell you that, what's the problem?
It's because yes, you're going to tell me that because you with me and you want to continue to get pussy.
Oh, come on, buddy.
And I'm not saying that every woman feels that way. I'm not saying that every woman feels that way. Can you please let me finish saying what I have to say? I'm not saying that every woman feels that way. I'm just telling you from what people have told me, seriously.
Okay, brother. I mean, you had me with everything you were saying until you said that we just want the pussy. I mean,
so I'm not saying that you just want the pussy. You not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's a lot of women that feel like the person that's closest to them ain't gonna hurt their feelings because it's something about them that they want to keep receiving, or it's something. Okay, I want you to go out to the club with me, so I ain't gonna tell you that your belly look like you bloated. And I know it looked like
now,
you bloated.
Hold on, brother, hold on. Now, in all seriousness, that ain't what you said. You said the pussy. That's what you said now.
I mean, pussy, anything. I mean,
mouth.
Goodness, everything. I take everything that come out my mouth, y'all take so literal.
I mean, because you're a literal person. That's why we usually take shit like that. I mean, me personally, I believe that. If I'm telling you this, I'm telling you this because this is how I feel about you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you this just to shut you up. I'm telling you this because this is how I feel about you.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about this situation. I'm going to tell you about a situation that happened to me before my birthday. Okay, before my birthday, I had a hairstyle. And I didn't like it. And I wanted to get my hair braided, so I'm walking around with a natural afro and everything. And my baby's father needed to get his hair cut. Now, so we both walking around here with natural hairstyles or whatever. He started telling me, and I'm feeling insecure about shit because, you know, people popping up and all this stuff going on. I'm feeling insecure about my hair and stuff. And he started telling me I look beautiful, my hair is soft, it's beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with how I look, you know. I should be able to go out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, a lot of people that know me would not probably accept me with my hair like that. I'm feeling all uncomfortable about it. But when he get in the mirror, he called me his haircut stressed out. I need to get my hair cut. I'm going to shave my head with a razor if I don't get to the barber, you know, about to lose it, you know. But I mean, how could you tell me that I'm looking good and mean what you say when your hair is just like mine right now and you feeling like you don't look good, you know? I didn't understand that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, maybe it's just me, but I'm not understanding.
I guess, and I'm going to shut up.
No, I'm not being funny. I'm not understanding because of the simple fact that, I mean, he's uplifting you. I mean,
he's uplifting me, but at the same time, how can you uplift me about something that I'm insecure about when you over here being insecure about the same thing? So that made me think that what you said, hey, you really just try to pump my feelings up. You not being honest with me.
And that's wrong.
I'm not saying that. I mean, but now, that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that, though. I'm not understanding that. That's just me, though. I'm just one person.
All right, man, hold on for a second, dog. Man, say what you've been trying to say, man.
He commenting and telling you that you looking good. This guy, and maybe he was insecure with his stuff. That's why he was looking at his hair. But he's telling you, you looking good. I don't get that, because I went through that situation. I had a woman that wore too much makeup, and I told her she didn't need to have makeup on like that. You look good without the makeup. You don't need all that. So was that wrong for me to tell her that? I mean, I wasn't lying.
What she's basically trying to say is that, you know, if you doing something, wrong, and then you tell, like, can you tell me I'm pretty if you're insecure too? You know what I'm saying? You got to feel good inside yourself before you can say that to anybody else. It's basically what she was trying to say.
But isn't that what he's supposed to do? I mean, when you're in a relationship, you're supposed to make the other person feel better. You're supposed to make them feel good. You're supposed to make them feel comfortable. So isn't that what he was doing by saying you look nice, no matter how your hair look?
How can you make me comfortable when? How can you make me feel comfortable when you when you sitting around me and you all antsy and uncomfortable about your hair? And your hair looking just like that.
He wasn't doing nothing but worried about his own motherfucking hair.
But his hair didn't matter. His hair didn't matter.
Why you not understand it? If we were rocking the same hairstyle, why is mine beautiful but yours ain't?
Maybe yours.
I shouldn't shave my head, but you won't. But you should.
I mean, maybe the hairstyle looks better on you than it do on me.
Exactly. I mean, to me,
I'm gonna tell my woman.
Stop.
Let me ask something. Who was that just say he was worried about his own hair?
That was sweetness. I said it.
I mean, but how can he be worried about his own hair when he calls me telling her that she looks good?
That's my whole point.
Maybe he wants her to go outside looking like a hot mess
get his head done.
Yeah. And she won't get a man, and he can go out there and flaunt in front of the women.
Wow. I mean,
okay.
I'm not saying that he's like that because I don't know him, but there is some people that's out there like that. There are.
They'll tell you one thing to keep you
right,
all
and they
down.
And deep down inside, they just worry about their own shit.
Right.
Some people will tell you anything that they think you want to hear, whether
that's
true
bullshit.
Or false.
That's bullshit. That's
no,
bullshit.
That's a fact.
It is a
when
fact.
When a person's sitting up there trying to be honest with you, and then you take that you take that kind of offense to it, if I'm telling you you're looking good, whether your hair fucked up or not, and you don't believe me, how the fuck is going to make me feel?
If I've seen you.
But the thing about it is not all men is the same. Some men mean what they say. Some men don't. Just same as some
right,
women
so,
do,
yeah.
Some women don't.
Well, how do you
know
when he mean it and when he don't mean it? How do you know? You don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not with him. I mean, I can
tell
what.
And this is what you're not hearing. The thing is, I didn't know whether he meant what he said when he said it to me or not, but how can I know, how can I assume that this is what you meant if you... In the mirror 24 hours a day, picking your fro,
okay.
Talking about you want to shave
okay,
your head.
Brother, let me ask you this. If that's the case, why do you let him if you can't even believe nothing he say?
Exactly.
And that's why I said the last time I was on the phone, that's why I am by myself, because I can't love nobody but my kids. Did you hear me? Because I don't trust men.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of men probably don't trust you neither.
I hope not. I hope not.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay, y'all.
I hope
all right.
not, because you ain't supposed to put your trust in men, no way.
You know what? Go there. Girl, go somewhere with that old bullshit that you keep talking.
I wish you would shut up. That's what I wish, because every time I open my mouth, you the only one that's like, got something to say.
I'm not going
to
shut up. I'm not going to shut up because it's my show. So, therefore, no.
Thank you.
Y'all remember going to Screaming Wheels and hearing that song? Woo, that used to be the shit, boy. Who tell me who? Now, somebody tell me they can't get down with no Freddie Jackson, Screaming Wheels, or In Effect Party. That was the shit. You got on the floor. You got your grind on.
All you have to do is come out of my house. My old man played that shit all day.
Freddie Jackson,
I ain't know what to do.
He said, girl, it's been so long since we had a night together. You know what I'm saying? I play that shit for my ex-wife. But anyway.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all. We're going to move on. All right, now somebody tell me. When you see your relationship going bad, because you know, sometimes you can actually see it going bad. While it's going bad, you actually see it happening. As a man or a woman, what do you do to fix it, to get it back on the right track, no matter what the problems are? What do you do to get your relationship back? You see, I'm going to put it in the woman's perspective first. You see your man, he's going out more than he used to. He's coming home a little later than he normally do. He's hanging out with the guys a little, you know, instead of just Saturday, now they're hanging out Friday and Saturday. You know, coming in a little late, you know. He ain't showing you the attention he used to. What do you do to get him back? Because you know you're losing him now. What do you do to get him back? We're going to start with Candy. Candy, what you do to get him back?
Well, it takes two to make a relationship. If you ain't got both of y'all on the same level, it ain't going
to
work.
Oh, I ain't trying to do all that. That ain't the question.
Might as well turn around and walk the hell away.
God damn.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know what? If that's your answer, that's your answer. Sweetness, what do you do to get your man back?
Well, I mean, first I'm going to try to find out, you know, what the problem is. And, I mean, if it could be fixed, then, yeah, I'm going to try to fix it. That's
okay,
one thing
well,
I really
I'm,
can say, you know, try to find out what's going on and, you know, try to resolve the problem.
Okay. But, I mean, what particular thing would you do? You know, I'm trying to find out, I mean, when you come home, normally he gets home about 8 o'clock. He give you a call about 6, saying, baby, I'm going to hang out with the guys tonight, go to the bar, drink a couple of beers. I'll be home about 10:30, 11 o'clock. All right, he rolled through 11 o'clock. What are you doing? What you got going on at 11 o'clock for when you walk in the door? That's what I'm trying to find out. You got your sexy lingerie on. You got a bubble bath going. What you got going on?
I'm laying in the bed butt-ass naked with a vibrator.
Oh,
when he walk in and take over.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Hell yeah, ready to take over.
Janine, what you doing? He called you, tell you he'd be home by 11.
You know you're losing him. You know something going on. But you don't want to lose him. I mean, you really want this guy.
Mm-hmm.
What you do to pique his interest? What you do to get him back?
I mean, there are just many options.
Just give me one. Give me your sexiest.
I would like do a surprise and be like, you know what, I'm not at the house. You know, okay, you meet me at this hotel. I just wanted to relax. And, you know, if when he get there, me and my friend or something will be waiting in the jacuzzi tub naked with all the bubbles and stuff like that and have the candles and the alcohol and stuff like that.
Okay, now, Janine, before I move on to butter, let me just ask you one question.
Yeah.
Right, don't take this the wrong way, but do you like have sex one-on-one? Always got a friend in there. There's always a friend somewhere close.
You saying what would be the most sexiest at that point? That's what I feel we get them.
Hey, ain't no fun. I'm home saying hello.
I have sex one-on-one all the time. So what do you mean?
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's always a friend close by.
Keep doing what you're doing.
All right,
Butter, what you do to get him back?
I would invite Janine over.
Okay. We're talking one-on-one. Just you and him. We're going to exclude Janine out of this conversation.
Oh, damn.
What you going to do one-on-one?
One-on-one? Honestly, I would probably talk to him first. Communication is the key. And see if I can find out what the issue is that's making him not want to be around me. And then
No. Whoa. Butter, hold on. I want to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but there's no he coming in at 11 o'clock at night. What are you doing? What you got planned? What you got going on? What you doing to pique his interest?
I'm waiting with that red leopard nightie he liked. And I got some extra things, you know, the little special stuff that he likes or that was really special to us at one point in time. Bring back old good memories.
Okay. All right, I got you. All right, now I'm gonna flip it to the fellas. Wait. What you do to pique her interest, dog? Wick.
I didn't hear the question. What'd you say?
I'm sorry.
You've
been talking about
this thing
goddamn for the last
15
minutes.
I was just doing something else real fast, and we were listening to the show. Sorry, I didn't hear the question. Can I get the question back?
All right, man, look, you're losing your woman, dog. You're losing your woman. She's trying to stay out a little bit more. She's hanging out with the girls a little bit more. She's getting off work a little bit late. So she called you up, be like, baby, I'm going to be home late tonight. I'll be home about 11 o'clock. Now, you know you're losing her. You know something's going on. When she comes in at 11 o'clock, what do you do? What you got planned to get her back?
I will try to do something that she would like to do. So before all of that even happened, I'm investigating. What, you know, right now, what turns my woman on? Because evidently I'm not doing something right. So, you know, before they even happen.
It's 11 o'clock, dog. What you doing? You know what time she getting home. What you got planned?
I'm trying to do something romantic dinner, then, you know, then I'm trying to get some. I mean, I don't know. I'm a male. Okay. Don't know how to plan shit like that, man.
Hold on, brother. Don't say all men don't know how to play or nothing, man. Come on, man.
I said males. I didn't say all, man. I know I'm one of you that don't know how to plan shit like that. You know, I'm the one that on Valentine's Day, I'm trying to start a fight.
Why in the hell would you try to start a fight on Valentine's Day?
Oh, no, I didn't like giving gifts. You know, every holiday I try to start a fight before. I've learned it different.
All right, man, we got you, man. We got you. What you do, dog? What you do to get her back, man? It's 11 o'clock.
Oh,
what you got planned?
All right, we'll check this out. I'm gonna do something a little different. If I know I'm losing it, I'm gonna take a situation. I'll probably do something like call her girl or something. Like, hey, look here. What is it, you know, what is it that y'all talking about? What is it, you know, I'm gonna try to, now he did say one thing smart. I will try to get some intel. I will like call her girl, like, you know what is it, you know what I'm saying, what is y'all talking about something that she might want? And, I mean, whatever it is that she tell me, like, okay, well, you know, she was saying this, that, and the other. I'm going to go for that. I'm going to try to enhance that plan times 10. I want to do something that she'd never expect. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell, if she tell me, just say, for instance, she tell me, well, she want to see you in a pair of thong drawers. Well, I'm going to buy me a pair of thong drawers. I ain't going to like it, but nevertheless, if that's what she want, if that's the intel, if I'm getting the right intel, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do whatever it is, and I'm gonna do it times 10.
Well, you better make sure it's one of her close friends that you get the intel from.
Yeah,
because if she tells you, big time.
Right. And she tell me that, I walk out with them damn thong drawers on. She like, what the fuck you doing, ho? It's going to be a motherfucking problem. It's going to be a motherfucking problem after I keep it free for a month.
Exactly. That's some scary ass shit. She wants some leather on. You come out there looking like Tarzan. She's like, go put your clothes on, motherfucker. What's wrong with you? I don't even like those.
Right.
I'm leaving.
Hopefully I get good intel. Hopefully it don't be no bullshit.
Exactly.
I don't know, but you're right. You got to ask the right friend, though, because some of them motherfucking friends will send your ass spitting like, yeah, I got something for his motherfucking ass. I don't like this motherfucker no way.
I never liked his ass. I'm going to break up anyway.
Right.
So, you know, if you call her, she say, let me, call me back about 5 minutes. You know she called the other girl. Girl, we can get his ass. Let's put some shit together, right? You gonna call me back in 5 minutes. Let's put some shit together.
Yeah, that would be fucked up. Like I said, hopefully I get good intel. But then again, you kind of know what your woman like and what she don't like, so.
Right.
I mean, you will know if she really want to see you in songs or not.
I would hope you would, though.
All right, definitely.
But now I'm going to tell you what I do, man. I actually did this. All right, when my ex-wife first told me she wanted a divorce, I didn't want no divorce. So I sent the kids away. Right?
Right.
I worked at 6. Right? And she usually, because she worked all the way downtown, she would take the bus. Mm-hmm. She usually get home by 7:15, right? So I got some, I went and bought some roses. I sprinkled roses all over the floor and shit, from the door all the way to the bathroom. And I had the bathtub.
Okay.
I had the bathtub surrounded in candles, right? The sweet-smelling candles. Oh, it was beautiful, man. It was nice as hell, right? And I had the bedroom hooked up, had candles in there, some white roses and shit all over the bed and shit, because I wanted to keep them, right? And that shit worked about 6 months. She was like, I want to divorce.
Well, at least I heard for the night, man.
I spent almost $200 on that fucking night. You still want a goddamn divorce? Fuck you.
Okay, calm down, brother. Calm down.
I know, man. I done took it to a whole new level, man. I'm just, oh, you know what? Since I got all y'all on the phone, let me tell y'all something. My daughter called me today. Right? My daughter called me today saying she needs some money, right? She needs some money for a class project. I said, okay, well, ask your mama. Oh, she ain't got no money, right? I goes on my child support thing. She just got a check for $280 in her account. I know it's in her account because I follow that shit. She got the check Tuesday. And now, why is my daughter calling me on Wednesday saying, you know, she need like $60 to get for a school project when her mama just got a child support check for $280? What the fuck? Now y'all see why I hate her. Y'all see why I hate her, right?
You know what? Y'all mean just stop watching our money, okay? Just stop doing it.
It's my money.
That's not your money. That money is to take
money.
Care of the child. And because the child does not live with you, that money can also go on household expenses. She used her water. She lives in her place, so it can also go on rent, food, water, whatever.
That money is supposed to go to her.
It could go for any. No, it's not. That is not just to be given specifically for the child. No, it's not.
That's not supposed to come
out of her account and go right to the child. She just get $280 to do what she wants. She probably still wouldn't have spent it on her class project. She would have went and did something else with it and still would have called you for the $60.
Well, I wouldn't mind if she didn't get the money for the class project.
I mean, she couldn't buy that.
Right, that's my point. That's my point. She couldn't give her the money out of the money I just sent her for her class project. She couldn't do that, right? Because the rent's due.
Maybe she spent it before she knew about it.
She just got the
exactly.
check yesterday.
Little
please.
And as soon as you get money, you know it could leave your hand as soon as you get it.
No, I'm catching the raw end of the dish. Now, to be honest with you, it's a lot of brothers out there, they just pay their child support and be like, fucking, I ain't giving up nothing else. That's what child support is for.
And nobody said you didn't have to give up nothing. Nobody said you had to give up no money.
I'm going to tell her no.
You would say you don't have it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. What are you going to do?
I can't do that.
I say if you don't have it, then you just don't have it. There's nothing you can do if you don't have it.
Now, if you have it and you just don't want to give it up, then that's your decision.
Yeah, it's still your decision. Ain't nobody fault you for it.
Her mama got it too. Why we just can't go half?
Well, did you say that? Did you say that?
Yeah, why you didn't call her or email her?
She ain't got no money.
Her mama said she didn't have no money. Because if she told you that her mama didn't,
exactly.
Then you should have double checked and checked with her mama.
If the mama said that she didn't have the money, that's when you tell her.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Right. I mean, I can look online and follow the motherfucking check, man. I see that she.
That does not mean that just because she.
Online.
Oh my goodness.
Did you call your wife? Or your ex-wife?
Calling for what?
And ask her if she got the money.
No, my daughter's not with my ex-wife. But my daughter's mother, no, I didn't call her. See, that would have just started some shit. She would have said the same shit y'all saying. Why are you worried about my money? It's my money. You got it from me. I'm worried about my money.
Ooh,
my
y'all
money
are crazy.
They trip over the life.
You can take your fiance out to dinner and shit on my money. Fuck that.
Does she work?
Yeah, she works.
Oh, okay.
She makes more than I do.
Well, maybe she had already spent a whole bunch of money on the child, okay? So when she got your money, okay, then maybe she took her money back that she already had spent.
Nigga, please.
Or maybe she took that money that she had already spent and paid the bills with
exactly.
the money that she had already spent.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Like, my daughter really running that much motherfucking water. Like, she really using that much electricity.
Come on. Oh, okay.
Come on, Dad.
It costs so much money to feed a child. It costs so much money to feed a child, to clothe a child, to make sure that child's hair ain't looking crazy, to make sure that that child is happy. It takes so much money.
And I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you 100%.
So you really think that your $238 or however much money you said you gave her put a dent in that? You think that $200 put a dent in that, and she should be happy with that?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is my money is supposed to go to support my daughter. That's what it's supposed to do.
How
right?
do you know it?
My daughter needs money for a project, for a class.
How do you
project.
Know? But how do you know that it didn't? Unless your daughter can send you receipts of her $280 going from straight from wherever it came from to Macy's and to buy a Coach purse or something, then
exactly.
Really, you can't say that money didn't go to support your child.
Look, see, you know what? That's what I'm
saying in this conversation because you're not going to win it.
No.
No, it's not about winning. It's not about winning.
You're definitely losing. Let it go, man. Move on.
City.
Fuck that. Fuck moving on. That's bullshit.
I'm bad.
I just want y'all to understand why I hate her. Now.
And then if you had custody and she was paying child support and hollering and saying
exactly.
you'd be like, bitch, please.
Exactly.
She wouldn't need to pay no child support. I wouldn't even go out there for child support. As long as I got my daughter, I'm happy. I wouldn't fuck what her mama do. This is my opinion.
Well, you a man, so...
That's right, because you know what? All y'all ladies on here, everybody on here that gets child support from their kid's father, y'all really don't know how hard it is on the man. Because, number one, the child support system doesn't care how we live. They don't care.
Here, Bobo.
Now, how can I take care of my daughter if I can't take care of myself? How is that possible?
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
Well, I understand both sides.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
So you feel my pain. So you agree with me, right?
I understand what you're saying in regards to the amount that they give, that they take from y'all and stuff like that. I understand that. That'd be too excessive. They need to be, you know, you guys need to be able to live and stuff like that. But to the point where you're trying to find out what she doing with the money and all this and that, that's just going, that's too far.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't care what she do with the money. All I'm saying is.
My thing is, if you see the child is being taken care of, her hair does, she look decent, she not wanted for nothing. She probably wanted to ask you because she wanted something else to do with that money. See, the kids be in on the stuff, too. Y'all be thinking it should be the mama. The kids be scheming right along with them.
You know what? Now, hold up, man. Hold up. I got to say, and she do got a valid point because I went through my phone today, right? I went through my phone, and I checked every message that my kids sent me. Dude, do you know every message got something to do with money?
Mm-hmm.
Every message. Daddy, I need $20. Daddy, I need $5 more. Daddy, you gonna get me these shoes. Daddy, I'm like, damn, I ain't got not one message to say, Daddy, just thinking about you. Daddy love you.
Right.
All I got is daddy I need. And,
don't you wonder where the money going? Don't you wonder what your child support, don't you think your child support that you're paying should cover
I gave up on that 15 years ago, man. You can't follow the money, no matter how much you try. You cannot follow the money. I mean,
it's not what I'm saying. You gave me a prime example, dude. You said you got all these text messages asking for 20 here, 10 here, 5 there. All I'm saying is, if you're paying your child support, you pay your child support faithfully. I know you do. Don't you think some of those 20s and 10s and 5s that they get from their mama?
But they probably are. That's what they probably are, but they want more. I'm trying to get up to $100, so I'm going to ask her for $40. Then I'm going to call and ask him for $40. Then I'm going to call my grandmas and ask them.
Kids just want too much. I'll tell you, my daughter is 16 and she's a pro. She know how to get money out of everybody. She know how to, if she wants them Jordans, she's going to find a way to get them. Whether it's out of need,
and
her
I
mama,
used
her grandmama,
to do it myself.
Her grandmama.
I used to pull that same shit. Like, I go, if I can't get it from my grandmama, if I can't get it from my mama, I'm going to my granddaddy because my granddaddy ain't going to ask me nothing. He's just going to give it to me.
Well, I disagree. I just got a text message just now from my daughter. Are you bringing the money up to the school tomorrow?
Well,
all right, y'all,
she did make a good point, dog. If you ain't got it, you just ain't got it.
Man, but it's hard to tell your baby no, dog. You
no,
know
no,
it's
no,
hard
no.
to say no,
no
man.
No,
that's her project that's going to get her a grade.
I mean, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. What you want to do,
dog? You saying you want to say no as if you got it, but you want to say no because of the money issue. Now, everybody
no.
keep telling you the same thing. You ain't saying no. You saying you ain't got it. But if you're going to say no, it's because you do have it and you don't want to give it because of another situation. And either way it go, you got to feel for yourself that you're doing the right thing.
And y'all men need to stop feeling like if y'all say no, that the child going to be mad at you or hate you or something. They are not. They still going to love y'all the same.
They'll get over it.
Hold on.
They will.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, dog. You're going to feel this one. The reason I don't say no is because I grew up without a father. I know what it means to have your mama say no all the goddamn time. So I promise myself when I have a baby, I ain't going to never say no. Ever.
Well, you wrong for that.
Yeah.
How am I wrong?
You wrong for that.
Because you're not allowing her to realize that when she gets older, somebody's going to say no to her.
Exactly.
And
she
might not be able to find the right man because she can't deal with a man telling her no.
So y'all telling me I shouldn't spoil my child?
Maybe.
Oh, come on. Okay, did you grow up with your dad? Was your father in your life?
Yes, he was.
Okay. It's totally different. It's totally different. It's different when you don't have a father.
My father wasn't in my life.
And you become a father, it's totally different because you don't want your child to feel the way you felt when you was growing up.
My father was not in my life, and I tell my children no all the time. And sometimes I have it.
But you're a mother. You can do that. Mamas always do that. I'm talking about
I don't always tell my kids no. I don't always tell them no. They have a lot of stuff. My kids have stuff that a bunch of kids do not have. It's clothes in their closet that they ain't even wore. They don't even know.
Janine, calm down. When I said you always say no, I'm saying that as because you're their mother. You're gonna always.
But
say
I don't.
No.
But I'm telling you, I don't always say no. They have
but
a lot of stuff,
no
but you still
time.
Have.
But
you
still
have to
no
tell
time,
them no.
Right?
You can't tell them yes for everything.
I totally disagree. I don't think there's nothing wrong with a man spoiling his child.
Okay, I know some grown women right now who their fathers have spoiled them, and right now they cannot accept when a man tells them no. They cannot accept when a man doesn't do certain things for them financially. They cannot accept those things because their father told them if a man can't do it, then he ain't no good, and he did everything for them. And
they need to go back to their daddy.
I mean, but they wasn't supposed. They wasn't. A woman is supposed to be with a man, not her daddy.
You better understand that no, you gonna hear no.
And that's what I'm saying. When you ain't telling them no, then how they gonna understand no?
Oh no, that man gonna tell them no.
Now
your daddy might not, but that man.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If your daddy ain't never tell you no. What kind of shit you gonna go through as a woman? What kind of, that means your daughter's gonna go through shit to realize it's gonna take
I
shit.
I guess you gonna have to go back living with our daddy.
She need to come this way. She can come this way. I'm gonna spoil my daughter. That's just
you know what, dog. Hold on. Now, in all seriousness. I mean, you know, I can honestly say, yeah, I do spoil my kids. I mean, but I understand what they're saying. Now, at some point in time, you're going to have to say no. You're going to have to say, well, no, I can't do this. I can't do that. I mean, even if you do get it, sometimes it's like, no, because, I mean, you're doing too much. Now, I was just joking with Father, but that is the truth, though. I mean, she's going to go through life feeling like, okay, can't nobody tell me no. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna tell me no. He better not tell me no. And in reality, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They right. You do have to prepare her for the real world that you're gonna hear no. You're gonna hear that I don't have it. And I mean, you don't get tired of running to you too. You say that now, yo. She can always run to me. When you sitting there talking about, God damn, wait a minute, you with a man, and he over there telling you no, you got to think about it. Oh, damn, this is around my creative.
Right.
I accept that. I accept that, man. I really do. I accept that, man. But I'll be damned if my mother grew up the way I grew up, man. That's just not, I refuse to let that happen. It's not going to happen.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, I feel the same way. My children would not grow up the way I grew up. But at the same time,
okay.
I still got to teach them some discipline. I still got to be able to tell them, you know, they can't go through life thinking that every time they ask something, it's going to get handed to them. It's not.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree with you.
When you're saying that, okay, you're showing her that, what you're showing her is that, yeah, everything's supposed to get handed to you. Because you're my Francis, but the world ain't going to take you as that. The world ain't, you're not everybody's little person. You're not everybody's little girl. And there's going to be times when you ain't going to have it, then when she gets looking at you like, well, motherfucker, what you going to do? You supposed to get it from me, and you ain't got it, then what?
Well, if I don't have it, then of course she's not going to be able to get it.
And the older she gets, the more her attitude is gonna get worse. So she might not be throwing at you attitude now when you don't snap and jump. But when she get older and you ain't snapping and jumping and doing what she wants you to do when she snap her finger, all that's gonna change. You could have just went to cash your check and you gonna look right at her right in her eye and say no.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
That ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not. I was told no so many goddamn times growing up, and I know how that shit feel. You know how that shit feel, too. You grew up in the same place.
I was with you when
your mama told you no half the time.
I understand that, and for the most part, my kids ain't wanting for shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing that they don't need they ain't got. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing about it. I mean, now, you might want the three pair of Jordans, but you're not getting all three pair of Jordans. I mean, you're going to have to compromise. I mean, hell, Three pair? Shit, we didn't even get one. So you better be happy with this one pair or this two pair that you might get. You're not getting all three. I can't get you all three. Yeah, I might sport. Well, I'm not going to say Mike. I will probably go a little bit above what the average. I mean, even with, like, hell, the child support, hell. They mama get that. They get their check before I get mine. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, I'm still finna sit there. If my daughter asks me for something, yeah, if I got it, I'm going to give it to her. But I'm not finna just break my neck to give you everything you asked me for. I got to teach you that some things you got to work for.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get everything that's not going to be handed to you in life.
She's sitting around, don't want to get a job because she know my daddy will pay my rent.
No, that's not true. She got a job. She got a job. She started her job Monday. She worked at a hospital. I'm so proud of her. But still, I can't say no to her, dude. I just can't, man. I mean, I created this since she was a baby. And I feel everything y'all saying. But I just can't do it, man. No, it's powerful as hell to me.
So what you're saying is that even if you don't have it, and she tell you, I need $60. You gonna go out and sell some blood and
No, I'm not gonna go to that extreme. I will make some phone calls to see if I can get it. If I can't get it, I just can't get it. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, if I have it, I'm gonna say yes regardless. That's what I'm saying. If I got it, I'm gonna give it to her. That's who I am. That's just me. I can't help it. Because I know there's times my mama had money and still said, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And money
well,
she got from my daddy. Because I had to call.
Now, hold on, dog. Now, in your mother's defense as well as my mother, I mean, hell, it was a single parent home. So, I mean, they couldn't just give us the money the way that, I mean, like that. I mean, now, I understand what they're saying about bills got to get paid and all that. I mean, if you sit there doing it by yourself, hell, ain't like that they was actually bringing money around every motherfucking week. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just when they got drunk feeling good or they didn't hit us at a crap game. Here's a little something for the boy. That's it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing like, hey, son. I mean, you know how it was. Hell. That's where the name came from, the boy. Yo, here goes something for the boy. What the fuck you mean, the boy? I'm your son.
I'm playing this damn song. All right? Y'all know
what?
I got to play some R. Kelly every single week. So we're going to get into this song. This old school R. Kelly.
No song.
What? Break time.
Ah.
What you mean?
Lay down.
I mean, you a boss, old boy.
What's up, baby? Come here.
And I believe he is playing this.
Seems like you're ready.
Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This is Prissy Girl.
What's happening?
Hello. Hey. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
What? You called us kind of late. What's on your mind?
What are you guys talking about? Are you guys talking about crazy pornos?
Yes.
I seen one.
How big a horse is?
Oh, I seen a horse. Check this out. I saw a horse fucking a woman.
I've seen that too.
And a pig fucking a woman.
I've seen that too.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. I seen a German Shepherd.
I was like, damn.
And it was crazy. It was just overwhelmingly crazy.
I know. I
you know,
was
that's,
like,
that's,
damn.
That's all here to look at. But have y'all ever thought about, like, the diseases you can get from doing some shit like that?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
they ain't got no rubber that's going to fit a horse. Magnums ain't that goddamn big.
That's not true.
They got a rubber for
it. And now I talk, you don't see no.
That's not true, because one I seen, it could fit a horse.
What, was it a hefty bag tied on?
No, it was not.
I seen a dog. I seen a dog fucking a woman. I was like, God
yes,
damn.
Yes, a German Shepherd. A German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did signals. He gave a head. He did it to a doggy style. He did it to a missionary. He did it to
on,
like.
Hold on. I understand y'all, but that's just saying. That's just saying. Y'all talking, but that's just saying. But you know what? I got a question I want to ask. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello? I got a question. Yeah, now, my question is this. Okay, say you met a guy. I mean, y'all ran into a guy that y'all dated a while back. You know, y'all had, you know, off and on relationship, whatever the question, you know, whatever the case was, right? Y'all go on a date. Y'all still following me?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all go on a date, and the date ended off with y'all having sex. Is that still considered? Is that considered a one night stand?
I don't think so.
You was off and on.
No, I don't think so.
Not if you've had sex with him before. No.
Before?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you had sex with him before, that's not. I mean, y'all. Okay, y'all ain't seen each other in, let's just say, 4 years.
No, it's not a one night stand.
No, that's not a one night stand.
Uh-uh.
A one night stand is when you
no.
sleep with somebody that you ain't never met before, you never see them again after that.
Exactly.
Okay, so,
that's a one night stand.
So, all right, what do y'all categorize that as? I mean, if that's not a one night stand, then let's just say it's another 2 years before you see them again. What do you categorize that as?
Just a repeat.
A repeat?
Yep.
old booty.
I mean, all right.
I think it means something different for everybody.
I want to give a shout out to the Rev. I see the Rev listen to the show today. What's up, Rev?
Because me personally, I don't do repeats. I usually, when I'm done with somebody, I'm done with them. So
yeah,
it has to be
too.
Something special. It has to be something special with that person for me to go back if it was somebody I was with before.
You said you ain't gonna never have sex with somebody that you was already with.
What I did that to one person. Other than that, even my child's father, I ain't never been back with him. When I say I'm done with somebody, I'm done with him. I just can't go back. I just don't.
Yep, me either.
Okay. right, well, I got another quick question before we get up out of here. And this is just something I've been wanting to know how ladies feel. I pretty much know how the man feels. I want to know how the ladies feel. All right, just say hi and have you, right? What is that noise? Hello?
I got
okay.
It.
Yeah.
Hot and heavy, y'all going hot and heavy, y'all pounding. I mean everything. I mean this is just one of those nights. And you forgot to take your pill. You forgot to take your birth control pill. But now he got a condom. Never fear. He got a condom. So y'all going. The condom pop. So now I mean this is like one of the best sexual nights ever. The condom pop, he come in. Do you still look at that night as one of the best, or up until the day of the period, you look like, oh shit, this was some bullshit. Hello, ladies.
Well, let me tell you, I think if that really happened, child, please.
Who the fuck is that? That was me, dog.
Who the fuck was that? Oh, man.
I hate it. That was crazy.
You know what, man? I'm kind of worried about you.
I mean, nobody else is going to answer the question, so I feel fucking I'll just jump in there.
Well, to me, it would still be if it was the best sex, it would just be the best. That wouldn't change it.
So it wouldn't go from that was the best to I'm kind of worried now.
Of course, you're gonna be worried, but that still would be the best.
I mean, that's how it happened with me. But I got a daughter I have to deal.
Okay, well, hey, I feel you.
It's not like the end of the world. I mean, if it come on, if it don't, that's just something you got to work out, you know, work out or something.
Work out? You said it like shit. She's like, all right, well, shit, I'm going to go the next week and just change this all around. Hey, shit, that one, that's nothing. Shit, that. You tell a man, hey, you a daddy, you finna be a daddy. He ain't gonna be like, oh, okay, well that's cool.
No, I'm saying y'all will talk about it and work it out between y'all, whatever y'all decide to do. That's what I'm saying.
Actually, I know somebody that would be down with that. Like, okay, I'm a daddy.
I'm just saying, not to say that she might not want the baby. I'm just saying. But I would still tell you about it, and we would decide together. It would just be me just making a decision on my own.
What's your name?
All right, let me ask a quick question before we get up out of here. How many of y'all think, how can I put this? Do y'all still think these young girls out here still trapping these brothers?
Of course.
Being pregnant on purpose?
Yep.
Ain't that shit played out?
Evidently not. Because it's still working, I guess, for some people.
Look, I was going through the mall, and it was these two girls. They had them about 16, 17. One of them was saying that she don't get pregnant on purpose because this motherfucker got good hair. Good fucking hair.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I hear that. I hear that all the time.
She said she don't get pregnant by this motherfucker because he got good hair.
Mm-hmm. Or his ass.
Good hair.
Or the color of his ass.
Yeah, I guess I did hear that back in the day.
These kids is crazy.
Because he got good hair. He got Indian in his family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You don't get pregnant because you got good hair? I'm surprised you still think like that.
Well, I mean, hell, I got a kid off of business.
You got a what?
I got a kid from dimples. She told me I like your dimples.
Wow.
And she got pregnant on purpose because she like your dimples?
She said she wanted to have a kid by me because she liked my dimples.
Wow, incredible. Incredible.
Well, I don't care how a motherfucker look. You can look like Jesus Christ. Being I want no kid with you.
Shit. If I recognize you, girl, how to cut these dumb bitches out and ram for my life.
That's some serious shit. All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. Chat room, y'all. What's up with the chat room? Ain't nobody told me nothing about the chat room, man. Should we just close it down? What's up?
Well, y'all know I'll be in the chat room, so I don't know. I don't know about everybody else.
I'm saying that's what we got the chat room open.
That's
so
your decision. I can't get on there when I want to, but, you know. I wouldn't want you to cut it off because when I do be able to get on there, then I would like to be able to do so.
Well, that's the thing. We don't want to cut it off. We don't want to stop it, but I get tired of looking at that motherfucker.
Hey, I've been looking at him for 2 hours right now. Shit, I'm tired of looking at his ass.
You know
what I'm saying? Especially what he had on yesterday. I was totally the fuck upset. Yeah, he's looking at him straddled across a couch.
Oh.
Hey, man, look. Don't hate the player, man. Hate the game, man. Don't hate the
player. I hate that couch you were straddled across. That's what I was. Hey, I hate that couch you were straddled across.
Recognize.
All he needed was a towel wrapped around his ass and a banana in his mouth.
Get the fuck out of here, man. What the fuck are you talking about? Bud, you got any last words?
I enjoyed myself tonight. And I will see y'all next week.
Cool at the game. Wick, you got any last words? Probably.
Love that city, you know what I'm saying? Enjoyed myself, man. See y'all next week.
All right, Doc. We got here. Ken, you got any last words?
See you next week.
All right. Janine, you got any last words?
Nice show. I'll see you guys next week, which I know how my little trip went.
Pick your ass to class.
Leave that
I will.
Leave that little
I don't want you to be on there talking about. See, it costs you your master's degree.
Whatever.
We love you, but we want you to go stay in school. Go to
class.
I will
be finished with my master's. I got 4 more classes left. I will be done.
You're going to have 4 classes next semester if you don't go every damn day. Go to
whatever.
Class, mommy. Go to class. You're going to be skipping. Chrissy Girl, you got your last word?
Well, the last few minutes I was on there, yeah, I liked it. It was fun.
All right. Appreciate it. All right, y'all, don't forget, we in the chat room. You got any last words, dog? All
right, man. SandCity.Spoof.com. We're getting the chat room, man. Let's have some fun. But we have to shut this motherfucker down.
SPRUZ.com, y'all. SandCity, we out here. Peace, love, and hair grease. And much love to our American Idol
of the pain you got for your trusting soul. And I know because of all the hurt in my past, I tend to shy away from emotional commitments. But what I feel for you is so real and so strong, I couldn't walk away even if I wanted to.